AP exams are happening this week, and they're being done online at home.
Okay. That's a big test, right? The AP exam is a big test.
Yeah. And it's for really smart kids, so I never took them before, so I don't really know much about them.
Perfect.
I'm learning as we go.
Me neither. We're even. Okay, good.
It's Jenna and Raven. But because they're being taken at home, it leads to more cheating than ever, according to research. And 70% of students, 70%, admitted to some level of cheating when they have to do online tests.
Now, it's cool if you Google stuff during Can't Beat Raven, but this is a little bit different.
Well, actually, that's where it gets a little bit tricky.
Okay.
Because you can Google. The AP exams are an open book, open notebook test, from what I understand.
Okay.
So it's not technically cheating to be able to look at these resources.
Go to your research, that type of thing, your notes, whatever.
Right. But what is cheating is that if you have somebody very smart standing next to you.
Yeah.
That tells you what to write. Because the way that it's timed, it makes it almost really hard to, like, try to find the answer. It's more like reaction and essays and things like that, from what I understand. It's very gray. But they're putting a lot of restrictions in place that if you do get caught cheating, like this.
Your free responses this year are going to be sent through plagiarism detection software. If you and six other people submit the same essay or parts of essays and responses, it could set off the plagiarism detection software.
So you all can't be sitting in a room yelling at each other what to write because...
There's like a billion people in the U.S., right? I mean, there's like 700 million people in the U.S.
Uh-huh.
If five other people write something similar to you...
But if it's the same wording. I remember from when I was a high school teacher and this was still being kind of new technology.
Right.
It's crazy. It highlights it. I remember this from 15 years ago, and I would be able to click on their paper, and it would bring me to the website where they stole it from.
This seems like
crazy.
It's the Patriot Act. Yeah. This all came from the Patriot Act right there.
People are very confused about what cheating on the AP exams are about, because there's a lot of gray area there.
Right. I mean, if you can use research and stuff like, that just confuses me. Okay. All right. So you write something the same ways. You know what? I don't know if it's really cheating. That's all I'm saying. I'm not sure if it's really cheating.
If somebody's standing next to you and telling you what to write?
If you could have got the information from some other source, maybe this is your smart friend that travels with you everywhere you go. So that's your source. That's your Google. They're just going to stay with you all the time. Maybe one of those weirdos that brings your best friend to work with you with that?
It's plagiarism.
Let me give you some examples here. You tell me whether or not you consider these cheating, okay?
Okay.
Refilling sips at the fountain soda machine. So you go, you fill it, and then it's foamy. So you... Then you refill it again.
Okay.
And then you...
That's not cheating.
And then
cheating.
You refill it one more time.
That's not cheating. But what is cheating is if you take the water cup... That's there for the water.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you put soda in there.
No, that's dirty.
That's cheating.
That's dirty.
Cheating.
You can't do that.
Okay.
What, you feel the same way if you're walking out of the place and you refill before you walk out? As long as you paid for it, you're good?
Yeah, I think that they know that.
Right? All right. Taking a handful of Monster Trail mix from the pantry whenever your spouse exits the room.
That's not cheating.
It's got the M&Ms in there. It's got the peanut butter chips in there. You just...
You
don't let them see it.
Nobody's getting hurt except your arteries.
And if they walk back in the room, you stop chewing.
And
if they ask you a question, you have to walk out of the room before you answer so that they won't know that you snuck it.
That's lying, not cheating.
Okay, good.
Uh-huh.
Splitting up to cover two lanes at the checkout counter only to dump the slower one when your partner beats you to the cashier.
Also not cheating. That's fair game, and I do that often at Costco.
Oh, you are that person?
I'm that person. Not only is it me, I put me in a line, I put my husband in a line, and I put my 11-year-old daughter, Hayden, in a line.
I despise you.
Oh, yeah, no.
That's
it's a race. It's a race to the front.
That is horrific.
Right.
Oh, man.